I'm the sinister, Mr. Kiss, my ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything,
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 anything.
Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid.
Welcome to the T Podcast, the podcast about anything and everything from the perspective of one man, and that man is me. T from good old Boston, Massachusetts. It was brought to my attention by some people, and actually myself, that I noticed, and I had to go back and recut this podcast, that the last podcast, somehow there were gaps in the podcast, which wasn't me, because I edit the shit out of these sons of bitches before I put them out there, and they're clean, they're very pristine, I'm on top of my shit. And also the last podcast, all my little social media, how to contact me spiel was cut out. And I noticed that in my cut that I submitted to iTunes, it was perfect. It had everything I needed. And then the one that's up there now, there's gaps in there. And I'm not pulling it back down because it's up there and I don't want to go through the whole process. But I blame fucking iTunes. I blame Apple. They're a $1 trillion business and they go ahead and they screw up my podcast. So you know what? It is what it is. I'll make up for it in this one. Hopefully this one doesn't have gaps. I don't know what's going on with their system, but, you know, I'll take it from here. Today's podcast, because I already gave, 2 minutes to that bullshit, is about I'm reviewing, as I've done before and I'm going to continue to do, my way of reviewing movies in 15 minutes. Today is T Reviews Bohemian Rhapsody in 15 minutes. Now, the clock is on right now, so I'm going to get this all done. I'll get into it in a quick second. But I want to do more of these movie reviews. And like I said, I'm only going to do the popular ones because I see every freaking movie that's out there. And I'm not going to bore you all with that. But the ones that are, making money, that everybody in their, significant other or going on their own or their families that they're going to see, I will make sure I cover all those for all of you. And I will review them in T fashion. I'm starting to catch my groove in these little reviews. So bear with me as I ramp up. But this is the second review. And the first one was T Reviews Halloween in 15, and this is T Reviews Bohemian Rhapsody in 15. All right, Bohemian Rhapsody. It was a very, very good movie in a way that I was surprised at how well it was acted by the star. And I'm not even going to try to say his name right because I don't watch that Mr. Robot, but that Rami Malek, he played Freddie Mercury. It was originally supposed to be Sacha Baron Cohen was supposed to play Freddie Mercury, but he had issues with the other folks in Queen that put the basis and the rights to this movie. And so he was pulled out. I actually think Sacha Baron Cohen looks more like Freddie Mercury physically. I don't know if Freddie was that tall. I don't think so. And Sacha Baron Cohen is a tall motherfucker. If you ever seen Borat, and he's tall. But Rami Malek did a great job. The opening scene is actually him, his back. Again, spoiler alert, spoilers. Do not listen to my reviews because I give my style but also a very in-depth take of the movie. So I reveal scenes and plot points and characters and probably endings. So tune away. I'll come back after you've seen it and want to compare a review to my review. Anyway, the opening scene is Rami Malek acting as Freddy, obviously. He's got his mannerisms down, his face, it's his... get the back of him as he's backstage to the Live Aid concert they put on in 1985. I remember that concert. I remember seeing bits and pieces of it on TV. In the 80s growing up, and I'm not making light of AIDS at all, but I remember AIDS being a very popular topic. I remember my parents and grandparents, they would talk about it, especially with Liberace and Rock Hudson. I remember them talking about them, and back then you couldn't talk about people's sexuality, and people didn't know if they were gay or not, and it was wrong to talk about if somebody was gay, it was wrong to talk about if somebody died, and people didn't fully understand AIDS back then. And I remember Freddie Mercury just hearing about how he died from AIDS in the early 90s after the fact. Queen, for me, I've heard their songs when I was a kid, but I didn't know it was Queen. I mean, I knew of certain songs. Like, I remember Flash Gordon. I remember the Flash song. Flash. Savior of the universe, more like that. I'm not fucking Freddie Mercury. I don't have the extra teeth, which I found on the movie. That's how we got to sing the way he did and sound the way he did because he had those giant fucking teeth. Either that or he made that shit up. But anyway, I remember Queen's songs. I remember Another One Bites the Dust. I remember that. I think Junkyard Dog, the wrestler in the WWF when I was a kid, came out to that. I remember We Will Rock You. You know, that dun-dun-t, dun-dun-t. We Will Rock You. I didn't know it was a Queen song, but my sister was a cheerleader when I was a kid. And I remember going to all those football games, those Pop Warner games she was cheering for. And I remember the crowd doing We Will Rock You. And then I didn't know, you know, Queen, I've heard Bohemian Rhapsody until after Freddie Mercury died. He died in 1991. And in 1992, Mike Myers put out Wayne's World with obviously the folks from SNL. And Wayne's World made Bohemian Rhapsody like back into the world. It made it a hit again. Because they're rocking out in the car, the four of them. It's Wayne and Garth and the other two in the band and that long Bohemian Rhapsody scene. And I remember them sitting in the car, that little, I think it was a Pacer, that little blue car, the little shitbox, and they're all shaking their head to the, when the rock, you know, hooks come in to the bass when it comes in Bohemian Rhapsody. And that's how I remember that song. But the movie itself, Bohemian Rhapsody, and the song, I didn't know the history of it all until obviously I saw the movie. And I know a lot of people had issue with this movie not really getting too deep into Freddie Mercury's personal life. And just like, you know, my days in screenwriting, I can tell you how most movies go. There's the A story, there's the B story, sometimes there's a C, and sometimes, you know, there's D, E, and F. You know, the A1 is the major story arc. So, you know, people could disagree with me, but I'll tell you, Bohemian Rhapsody, the A story wasn't really so much, the A story was about the band. It wasn't just about Freddie. It was about Freddie in the band. He was the focus, and it was the band itself, the dynamic, and how they worked together. The B story wasn't his sexuality. That was the C story. The B story was Freddie Mercury and how he was uncomfortable with himself. Not just so much being a gay man trying to... He never pretended to be straight. He never denied being gay. He just lived his life and just didn't put that out there. But he was uncomfortable as he was as a person. You know, how he should dress, how he should look, the way his teeth were. I didn't know he was from Pakistani, and his family was Pakistani, and they had, he was not ashamed of his family, but the cultural difference. You know, he just kept on telling people he was from London. He was an Englishman, but he wasn't comfortable with himself. That was the B story, and I'll get into the A story of both the band, obviously, as described in my review. And the C story was his sexuality. The C story was his long relationship with his fiance, Mary, and then there was a long-standing friendship the two of them had. And then the guys that, you know, he fell for and he was hooking up with towards the end, when he actually met somebody that he would spend the rest of his life with, that's when he felt more comfortable to actually outwardly release into his friends, the bandmates, to Mary, to the press, that he was gay. So that was the C story. The A story itself obviously was Freddie Mercury and Queen and how they just made their hit songs and what they were like as a band as they grew, and just the utter confidence and the flamboyancy of Freddie. I love that aspect of him, how he carried himself on stage, and just how in the movie, Rami portrayed it really well. The mannerisms, the licking of the teeth, the talking, the moving, the dressing, and just the songs on stage. And he just did a really good job. I wouldn't be surprised if he does get a Best Actor nomination for the Oscars this year. The movie itself, it may be a Best Picture candidate. I'm not too sure. A lot of people, usually when the critics tear it apart and the fans like it, they usually don't do that. You need to be loved by the critics to actually get nominated this day and age. But now that they have the 10 picture category, the 10 nominees as opposed to 5, it may get in there as a Best Picture nominee. Probably up there for maybe a Best Script. I don't know about soundtrack, the existing songs, but the soundtrack was obviously all the Queen songs. And that was another part of the movie that I loved, where I got to see the history of Queen. I've always had their greatest hits. And after I saw the movie, I was dumping the greatest hits of Queen at the gym the entire time. And I really enjoyed listening to some of those classics, even on the B-side, as you would call it. But to see how Bohemian Rhapsody came together as a song and an album was amazing. So basically, Freddie meets the two, one of the guitarists, and again, I don't know their names, and I'm not going to look them up. I'm trying to wing this as one take it as easy as I can. And their lead singer left the band, and Freddie was following them for a while and followed them to a college gig. It just so happened that their lead singer left, and Freddie just busted out some lyrics for them, and he sounded the way he did, and they were impressed because he said he had some extra teeth in his mouth, and that's why he sounded the way he did. So Freddie and the two bandmates, they brought another guitarist in, and the four of them formed Queen. And they recorded an album, and when they went to record Bohemian Rhapsody, and I thought this was really cool, Mike Myers played the record executive that thought Bohemian Rhapsody was shit. Because that's when Freddie wanted to take an opera and combine it with rock, and that's where you got to see how confident he was as an artist and as a performer in the band itself. And Queen, you know, kept on telling everyone, there's nobody like us out there. You know, that was a time of like Bowie, you know, they had people up there, but Queen had their own sound, and they just like, they stood to their guns. And I like that. I like that about that band. I didn't know that personality side of it. I got that through the movie. And as they were touring and they were putting out the records, obviously they grew in popularity. They started making money. And then they showed like, you know, the alcoholism and the drug use of the band. More so Freddie just being uncomfortable with his, who he was as a person. And then they had one of the executives, the managers that became their assistant, got into Freddie's head that he could do something without the band. And basically Freddie went to record two albums without them. They had a big falling out. And Freddie recorded two albums that really weren't a hit. And Queen spent a period of time away from each other. While the other guys went on to get married and have kids while they're making, you know, obviously their music and their big hits. I won't get too much into that because I just named the hits off a little while ago. Freddie was alone. Mary just basically told him he was gay before he could come out and tell her that. And so obviously he wasn't going to marry Mary. And Mary pretty much moved on and Freddie was alone. He didn't have his bandmates. And every once in a while, you know, the movie would cut through him hooking up with a random guy, but they didn't show the they get into the details of it. They pretty much put it out there that Freddie was hooking up with men and he just wanted to be happy. And a big part of it was kind of sad that Freddie was as popular as he was and the money he was making. He was sad because he couldn't be the person he wanted to be. And even his dad didn't have the best relationship. And towards the end, when they actually got back together, the band, Freddie was getting sick. And that's when he had full-blown AIDS. And that's when he found out. And that's when they were asked to do Live Aid. And the band came together and they started, you know, practicing for Live Aid. And that's when Freddie, you know, pulled his bandmates aside and told the rest of the Queen that he had AIDS. And then they went out and they rocked Live Aid. And I guess, you know, I did some due diligence after the fact and they had the best set and everybody was going off on their performance. And I searched the YouTube video of when he performed Bohemian Rhapsody when he came out to the stage on Live Aid. And the movie does it, you know, pretty much shot for shot. They have the same amount of beer cups and Pepsi cups on the piano and Freddie's mannerisms. And it was a really good scene. 25 minutes of the Live Aid act, 15 minutes of it was captured in the movie. And they do it, you know, shot for shot, and they do most of their songs. But the 25-minute set that they had in the actual Live Aid, the last 15 minutes of the movie was that. And then obviously it closes out with that. And then that was 1985, and then it said 1991, that's when Freddie succumbed to complications of AIDS, pneumonia due to the AIDS virus. And they put that up in, you know, words and graphics on the screen. But it was just, you know, the coming together of the band and what they did and the hits they made, the confidence and the difference that they were and how they were a rock band and they were doing things that no other band to this day could ever do. And that quick separation at the end, it was just, you know, more so just Freddie was not comfortable as a person and who he was or with his family, his sexuality. But Queen was just a band that, you know, can never be touched. You know, it was really cool to see how We Will Rock You came together with the beat of that, how they wanted the audience to perform with them, how the riff came together for Another One Bites the Dust, and how, you know, they would just write lyrics to that, Freddie would just stop performing, and they spent a lot of time throughout the first half of the movie of little bits and pieces of when Freddie just did the piano sound to Bohemian Rhapsody until when they actually recorded it, they went off to a farm to record that album, and just the sound effects of what Queen did, and to really see, like, what Queen put into that album, and how they made it, and their songs, and how they were different from everyone else, I would highly recommend the movie to go see that. And just from seeing the performance of Rami Malek and just what he did as Freddie Mercury, that alone was a standout. So overall, I would say, you know, seeing his performance as Freddie, going in there to see the history of Queen, how they came together, their little breakup, and just their ending, and the history of Freddie, what he was as an artist, and what he meant to the world, and obviously another artist gone too soon. Back then, you know, they didn't know much about AIDS and how about protection and unprotected sex, and you know, it was a stereotype of what it could do to someone and how it was mostly just targeting gay men. That's what people thought back then because they didn't understand it. But it just shows what it impacted, you know, to Queen itself and just how we were left with a hole in the world. I mean, no different than like John Lennon. Obviously, he didn't die from a disease or AIDS, but he got killed. But what it means to somebody who has, you know, that history and that impact on the world. And then when they're gone too soon, you feel like there's a hole. For me, my generation, obviously, in my love for hip-hop was Biggie and Tupac. What would the world be if they were still around today? What kind of music did we miss out on if they were that good? Maybe they didn't even hit their prime yet, you know, some of these people. And that's what I felt leaving Bohemian Rhapsody, that we lost out on Freddie Mercury too soon. We got to know about the man. We got to know about the band. And then we just were left with this library of great songs. But we still could have had so much more. So Bohemian Rhapsody, Great movie. It's still in theaters. Get to it. Go see it. I give it 2 thumbs up. When you'll come out of there, if you were a Queen fan or didn't know much about the music, you will start rocking some of the albums, and you will be searching that to any type of Apple Music or any one of the streaming services that you may use. You'll, like I did, I'm pretty sure you'll start listening to some Queen. So I recommend it. That was Bohemian Rhapsody 15. Again, because it was cut off the last time. Where to find me? Find me on Instagram at the_T_podcast. And also on Instagram on T-Blog, all one word, T-B-L-A-W-G. I'm on Twitter by the same name, T-Blog. You can email me with any questions. If there's any movies you want me to give my review on, because I may do some movies in the past or upcoming movies, or just want my take on anything, reach me at T@T-Blog, B-L-A-W-G.com. On Facebook, the T-Blog page is still up there. And of course, always here on iTunes doing my thing. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday, right here on the T Podcast. And obviously on the place that started it all for me, tblog.com. My library of my writings, my history, volume after volume of 400 T episodes. Still on there, and obviously I throw up the T Podcast too. And that's it. My review of Bohemian Rhapsody in 15 minutes. So until next time, always take it there. Any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything, 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 anything. Renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything, anything, anything.